This is the Immigration Conversation, presented by Fragment, a series of talks and discussions by leading immigration lawyers and professionals from around the world. We will bring you the most up-to-date business immigration news, issues of concern, and strategies in the world of global immigration and mobility.
Welcome to Fragment's quarterly video series. Today we are diving into the H-1B visa program, specifically focusing on fiscal year 2025 CAP registration process. I'm Srinivas Ramanani, a partner in our Boston MA office, and I'm joined by my co-host, Jake Paul Minster, an associate in our Boston office.
Hey, everyone. Yes, we're here to unravel the complexities of the H-1B process, from registration to selection to approval, and offer insights for both employers and prospective workers. Let's get started.
Absolutely. Preparation is crucial for employers, especially those in the industry that rely heavily on H-1B visas to bring in highly skilled workers from around the globe to work on specialized projects here in the U.S. Given the competitive nature of the H-1B visa process and the high demand for these visas among IT professionals, companies should start gathering the necessary documentation and confirming their candidates early. This ensures they can submit their registrations as soon as the window opens, maximizing their chances of selection in this year's highly competitive process.
Thanks, Sri. So can you give us a brief overview of the H-1B visa program?
Absolutely, Jay. The H-1B visa allows U.S. workers to temporarily employ foreign workers in specialty occupations. For the fiscal year 2025, the registration opens on March 6th and closes on March 22nd. This year, we have about 65,000 spots for general population and an additional 20,000 spots for applicants with advanced U.S. degrees.
That's quite a narrow window for registration. It definitely is going to require some prompt action from both employees and applicants.
Yeah, speaking of action, Jake, could you walk us through the registration steps for this fiscal year?
Sure, Sri. So USCIS will once again use an online registration system to conduct the H-1B CAP selection. An employer account is necessary whether your organization will work with Immigration Council to submit registrations or will submit registrations on its own behalf. Your organization accounts must be maintained by an employee authorized to sign immigration benefit requests for your organization. USCIS is unveiling a new organizational account system that will allow multiple people within an organization and their Immigration Council to collaborate and prepare H-1B registrations. If your organization will be represented by Immigration Council during the registration process, you or your attorney will be able to associate your organization's account with its attorney's accounts. USCIS has not yet enabled the new organizational account system for the fiscal year 2025 H-1B CAP season. Existing user accounts may be upgraded and new organizational accounts may be created starting at noon Eastern time on February 28th. Because the new system is complex, your organization and its council will need to plan carefully in advance before upgrading or creating new accounts. During the registration period, they submit basic information about their company and each prospective employee. For each beneficiary, the employer must provide the following: full legal name, gender, date of birth, country of birth, country of citizenship, valid passport information, and whether the beneficiary is eligible for a U.S. advanced degree CAP or will be eligible for the advanced degree CAP at the time an H-1B CAP petition is filed on the beneficiary's behalf. What about eligibility criteria, Sri?
Yeah, employers must offer a job in a specialty occupation, and the beneficiaries need a bachelor's degree or higher in the specific field tied to the job. It's crucial for both parties to meet these requirements to proceed, Jake.
Now, the lottery system is something many are curious about. How does it work?
Well, it's random. Once the registration closes, USCIS conducts a lottery of all registrations entered between March 6th and March 22nd. We're being informed that lottery results would be declared sometime in late March, allowing employers to begin filing H-1B petitions on April 1st for selected registrations.
Are there any notable changes for fiscal year 2025 that applicants should be aware of?
Well, this year of change, Jake, definitely. For the fiscal year 2025, H-1B CAP registration and beyond, the selection process will be beneficiary-centric, rather than a registration-centric process. As you might recall from last year's lottery, there were over 780,000 registrations. Much of this was due to the fact that one applicant could be entered numerous times under different employers. To combat this, USCIS will select registrations by unique beneficiary rather than by registration. Through these changes to the registration process, USCIS aims to ensure that each beneficiary has the same chance of selection regardless of the number of registrations submitted on their behalf. Another change, the registration system will continue to require a passport or travel document number, but the system will no longer allow registrants to bypass the passport requirement by affirmatively indicating that a beneficiary does not have a passport.
Thanks, Sri. So what advice do you have for employers navigating the process?
Oh boy. Employers should ensure all documentation is accurate and reflects the genuine need for a specialty worker. It's also wise to consult with immigration attorneys for a smooth process.
That's great. And what about the prospective H-1B workers?
Well, they should verify their eligibility, gather all necessary documentation, and maintain close communication with their potential employers about the registration status and the next steps.
Every year brings its challenges. What were some from last year, and how can they be addressed this time around?
Last year, many faced rejections due to incomplete forms or incorrect information. There were also rejections for multiple entries. Double-checking entries and early preparation can mitigate these issues significantly.
Finally, any predictions on future trends in H-1B registration or immigration policies?
Sure. USCIS has confirmed that the registration fee will increase to $215 after the fiscal year 2025. So accordingly, the fiscal year 2025 H-1B registration fee for this year will remain $10. Additionally, starting April 1st, the new fee schedule is going to go into effect. We're also watching the election closely, which may or may not have an impact on H-1B approvals. That wraps our discussion on H-1B cap registration for 2025. Thank you, Jake, for the insightful conversation.
Thank you, Sri, and thanks to our listeners. Remember, preparation is key, and staying informed will help you navigate the H-1B process successfully. Until next time.
The Immigration Conversation podcast is presented by Fragment, the leading firm dedicated exclusively to immigration services worldwide. This episode is current as of the date of recording. With frequent changes in global immigration, be sure to keep up to date by visiting our website at www.fragment.com and subscribing to The Immigration Conversation on your favorite podcast service to hear the latest episode. This podcast is for informational purposes only. This podcast does not constitute legal advice or give rise to an attorney-client relationship between any listener and our firm. If you have any questions, please contact the global immigration professional with whom you work at Fragment.